Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to share my testimony with you. I used to be uncertain about the world we live in and what Christ did to change it. I only knew about Christ because I was raised in a traditional Coptic Orthodox home. I knew what sin was, but I didn't understand its consequences or why I should avoid it. I had a Bible, but I was not motivated to read it. I knew what prayer was, but when I prayed, God seemed unreachable. At home, prayer or discussion about God was taboo. While the other men in my family left the Orthodox Church, I held on to the belief that God exists. Aside from that belief, I had no spiritual direction. I was more worried about college, what classes would earn my degree, and what degree would bring me a career that would make me happy. Then, on the crowded morning bus to UCLA, someone stood out to me for the oddest reason. He was happy and always eager to talk to and get to know people. Some of you know Seth Axon, and you know what I mean. Seth was approachable even to someone like me. I knew he was a Christian because the few times we met for lunch, he bowed his head to pray for our meal, even after I had taken my first bite of food. During my first week of graduate school, all my goals suddenly seemed pointless, and I dropped out. The one reliable person I knew I could call for advice was Seth. While I was expecting educational advice, Seth was more concerned about my spiritual life. He gave me a list of churches in Santa Clarita he thought I should visit, and at the top of the list was the church he grew up in, Church of the Canyons. I knew Christ had changed Seth's life, and even though I hadn't experienced that same change in myself, I wanted to visit the church that Seth came from. My first day at COC, I met Mark Stuckey. Despite his busy seminary schedule, Mark came over every Friday morning at 6 a.m. to open the Bible with me. He took every opportunity to get to know members of my family as they wandered downstairs for coffee. Over the course of a couple of months, Mark had led me through points of the Old and New Testaments that highlighted the gospel and taught me about who God is and why I need God in my life. Whenever I read through God's word with Mark, I felt convicted of my sin. This was especially true as we read through the book of Romans. God used Romans 5, 6 through 11 to show me that I was a sinner and an enemy of God. If I would accept the fact that Christ is Lord and he died for my sins, I could be justified by his death and reconciled to God. Further on in Romans 8, 10 through 11, I learned it is only through Christ's resurrection that I could gain eternal life with him. After talking through Romans with Mark, one morning I prayed to receive Christ. God continues to grow me after he saved me. I recognize the sin in different areas of my life and seek to repent and obey Christ. I understand how important the word is in my life for growth in my relationship with Christ and read it hoping to learn more each day. When I pray to God, I know he listens because I have been reconciled to him through the death and resurrection of his son. I'm thankful for the way God used people who know him to bring me closer to him. One of my goals as a Christian is to grow in maturity to the point where I can be a positive influence for Christ in the lives of others, the way Mark and Seth were a positive influence for me.
I want to take a moment and pray for our brother in Christ, Chris, here. God, we thank you that you are the God who saves. You are mighty unto salvation. And Lord, we thank you for the way in which you drew Chris to yourself to be one of your own children. And Lord, for the ways in which you have been working in his life and you are growing him and maturing him in Christ. Lord, we pray that he would be faithful in studying your word, that he'd be faithful in prayer. And Lord, we pray for his family as well. Lord, that you would reach out to them, that you would bring salvation to his home. Pray this in your name. Amen.